welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am an author and general kind of oddball living in Flint, Michigan. This is my occasional podcast of such and things. Oof, bad form. I coughed, but at least I didn't cough into the mic. That's double bad form. I just wanted to do a quick, they're all kind of quick, podcast before I head to Grand Rapids for StokerCon. StokerCon is a it's kind of a replacement for World Horror Con, which was a big literary horror kind of convention festival that kind of went around the world. Stoker is another, you know, a similar focused on horror authors. There's an award ceremony, and they have kind of special guests and stuff, and talks, and kind of classes and stuff. You can do pitch sessions. It's interesting because it's, like, very, very similar to World Horror. I went to World Horror Con in 2005. Man, you'd think my throat was falling out. And that was in New York. I think I'd mentioned it before briefly, but I had met a guy, he's an author named Kevin Donahue, ages and ages ago. It was funny, I was checking one of my old Yahoo email accounts, and you know how most of us never check junk mail, and kind of spam stuff, so I decided to check it, and I saw an email in there, and I read it, and it was kind of a pitch for this guy's book, and it's, I think we all gather at the garden or something. I have the book around here, and I'm scouting around. And I can't remember where it's at. Shall we gather at the garden? Something like that. But it's, you know, one of Kevin's first books, and he was kind of trying to get the word out. And so I ended up emailing him, and we kind of became friends via email. And he had invited me out to World Horror to stay with some friends. They were all getting a hotel room, and I could go and kind of split the room with them and come and hang out, and which is crazy because I'm a not outgoing person, generally speaking, but I, you know, went for it and had an amazing time. Kevin has become kind of a well-regarded name in bizarro fiction. He actually published three of my stories in Bare Bone, which was an anthology he edited. Two of them got the kind of recognition in Year's Best Fantasy and Horror, a couple issues of those, or a couple volumes of those, which was kind of neat. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you know, several hundred people get that, but it's pretty cool because, I mean, it's neat that someone, you know, read the story and paused and like, oh, that's worth mentioning. That's kind of cool. You know, so when, you know, out in New York, we roomed with Carlton Mellick III and Rose, who both, shame on me, Rose's last name is blanking on me, and my apologies to her and the greater universe, who they started Eraserhead Press, and they are, again, well-regarded and bizarro. I don't know how I got hooked up with bizarro fiction people. And we were palling around with a bunch of folks in that circle. But I had a great time. It was a great atmosphere. It was great to be in New York. It was great to kind of be around really cool, fun, weird people. That everybody was super cool, super nice. I couldn't overcome a lot of my shyness, you know, despite wandering around New York by myself at night. But, I mean, we had a great time, and I'm hoping, you know, that Stoker is going to be a fun weekend. It's a long weekend. Holy cats, it's Thursday through Sunday, which I'm not used to. It's an early end on Sunday, but I'm not used to for shows, because I've been doing shows since 2004, I think. So, you know, for a long, long time. So we'll see. Saturday, I'm slated to read a story. I'm so mad because I had a story that I was desperate to read, and then read it to my wife trying to time it. You have 15 minutes in these blocks, and it was going to be way too long. And I couldn't think of a way to easily chop it down without kind of taking the guts out of the thing. So I read another one, too long, but this other one, I kind of reworked it and kind of cut out some stuff. So it should be fine. If it isn't, I'm taking a standby story that's super, super brief. We'll see how this goes. I hate reading in public. I don't really have, like, a presence. I don't, like, get into voices, and he said this, and he said that. Like, I can fake it, but it's just not my thing. I usually rush when I read, so we'll see how that goes. You know, I'm hoping it'll be fun. I'm vending there. They put it in the dealer room, but I'm not a dealer. I'm a vendor. To me, like, I'm just a fucking rando writer, and I think that was my first curse word. Sorry. I'm trying not to curse enough on the Ghoulcast. I'm trying not to curse on this. I'm just a random guy, though, selling books, so maybe they'll kick me out. Who knows? Should be interesting. I'm hoping I can get into the convention stuff that's up in the air and kind of see some of the short films or see some of the later stuff in the evening. If not, it's going to be a very boring, very long weekend since my wife can't come up, and it's just going to be me hanging out in a hotel room by myself. Just, I don't know, crying softly into my pillow, I guess. But I hope it's going to be fun. There's a lot of cool folks going to be there. I'm super stoked because Kathy Koja is going to be there. And I actually got a chance to meet her last year. I went to a book kind of show for Paperbacks from Hell. And she was there with a bunch of other folks that, like, were kind of, you know, interesting horror folks, like Josh Malerman was there, and my friend that, a guy I know that edits a horror site, and, you know, it was pretty cool. So Ms. Kojo is one of, like, I have kind of many kind of parents to my writing, and she's one of them, so I wanted to thank her for that. And she had asked if I was going to this show. And I, you know, once I found out about it, I kind of had to. You know, we'll see how I feel when the weekend's over, I guess. Yeah, but like Stephen King, Clive Barker, H.P. Lovecraft, Kathy Koja, Toni Morrison, they're kind of the parents of kind of the foundational parents of my style. I've cribbed some stuff, kind of, like, I love Faulkner, I love Flannery O'Connor, kind of some of the Southern Gothic people. I don't know that you could see any of those folks in my writing, but that's kind of, those are the people that inspired me and really kind of got me really just going. So it'll be kind of neat. It's neat that she'll be there. I mean, I don't expect, because I'm in the vending area, I don't really expect to see anybody per se, but it's just kind of neat. So we'll see. Like I say, it should be a fun show. It's weird because, again, it's like all authors, like Josh Boone, who's directing an adaptation of The Stand, and he directed the New Mutants movie, which is just kind of on standstill from Disney/Fox. He was supposed to be there, and he pulled out because of duties with The Stand, so I think it's just going to be basically literary folks. So we'll see. World Horror was interesting again because I read, and, you know, this is 2005, so a long time ago, I read a story, they had folks, it wasn't judged or anything, but they had, like, you know, famous authors on kind of, a panel to listen, and one of them, we caught each other in an elevator, and we were alone for a second, and he said that, you know, he's like, I liked your story. I don't know if it's legit or not. I didn't ask him because this is one of those things, like, don't ask somebody if you don't want to know. If you don't want to know, because if he's like, oh, yeah, it's something, that would have been a bummer. I'm sure he didn't fall in love with it, but, like, that's cool that he kind of dug it at least enough to say, you know, it was very kind of him. If nothing else, I'll say that. It was very kind of him. He didn't have to say anything at all. So that was cool. So I don't know. My hope with the weekend is to kind of have fun. I've had a horrible year. So that'll be nice. I'd love to make some contacts. That's about it. Like, I did pitch sessions in New York. I figured I wouldn't bother this time. I mean, thanks to self-publishing, I don't kind of feel like I need to. Like, it'd be cool. Who wouldn't love to have a publisher? But, you know, when I did pitch sessions in 05, it was just such a waste of time. There were 10-minute pitch sessions. I was slated for one, and something happened, and they, like, put me in another one, which is weird. It was like, I don't know how I befriended someone enough for them to do that, but cool. And I pitched a tour and a smaller one. And literally, both of them, out of the 10 minutes, I got 5 minutes. They took 5 minutes to tell me who they were. And I got 5 minutes to pitch my novel, Shadow Over Ever, which I was still grappling with what to do with it, like as far as what to call it, how to explain it. I still kind of have that trouble, but I'm a little better at it. And I'm a little older and have done, been in the corporate world and all that crap, so I can kind of fake it. They were never going to pick it up. They were never going to pick me up. It was interesting. I would have almost rather just to spend the 10 minutes of talking to them. Like, that would have been cooler. Like, hey, I know you're not going to sell my book. I know you're not. You don't care. But it would be cool to talk to them and just talk about the process and everything. That would have been interesting. But, hey, whatever. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully this is a cool weekend. If I get bored, I may podcast through the weekend and just give updates. Because who doesn't want updates from a show that you don't know anything about? So that's about it. I saw Pet Sematary yesterday, the remake, and I dug it until the end. I didn't like the ending. It's sad because I can think of a much better, more impactful ending than they went with, because they change a key element to the movie, and they pivot, and it changes kind of the rest of the film. And it's not bad at all. It's well made. It's creepy. There's some nods. There's one or two nods to the original movie that are just feel heavy-handed. Because it's kind of like, hey, we know you saw the first one. We know you saw the original. Look what we're doing. And it's like, I'm coming into it having seen that. Like, that's what I grew up with, was the original. But I prefer the original. There's a couple moments that are silly. Mainly the Wendigo scene. And the Wendigo one in this one is creepier. Like that element. It's good. It's worth a watch. Some of it, like the daughter is like, she's very good, but like when it gets, when the story gets going and stuff, it's really like, she's great. It just wasn't as solid and the ending wasn't as emotionally impactful, as the original. So, but again, it's worth a look. I mean, it wasn't bad. So, but all right, friend, I hope you are well, and I'm sure I'll dish on all of StokerCon 2019 after the weekend, if not during. We'll see how busy I am. So take care, friend, wherever you are.